here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here, our monthly chat with Riley County Historical Museum. Today, learning a little bit more about the former Eureka Lake Resort, which is on the site, which now houses Flint Hills Job Corps west of Manhattan, and also the electric park that was there for a little while longer, I guess, more than 3 years for sure. You said that lasted in the 1920s, right?
Yes. Yep, correct. About 1923 was when that's when it sold to the Free Methodist General Conference.
Now, there's an interesting story here about when the diving board at the lake was being put together. Is that correct?
Correct. And I kind of love this story. So Harold Munger, he's the same gentleman I referred to earlier that had his recollections of working out at Eureka Lake Resort. And so he was the one that recounted the story about the tally-ho coaches and going out there and having somebody to blow that brass horn as you're coming around Stag Hill. But he also has a memory of, so I mentioned the diving tower, so this tall tower that was out in the middle of the lake. So there were two brothers that were out working on this diving tower. So one is up top, one is down below. And while these two brothers are working on the diving tower doing some repairs, C.P. Dewey is showing some guests around the veranda. And so he catches eye of what these two brothers are doing. So the brother that's down below has a hammer, and the one up top hollers for him and said, "Toss me the heavy hammer." So the brother tosses this hammer up to the brother who's above him. And CP's thinking these two boys are going to drop this good hammer in the water and lose it. So CP is getting ready to admonish them for getting ready to lose this hammer in the water. And the brother up top just casually reaches out, grabs the hammer, and just effortlessly starts driving the spike on the top deck of the diving tower. And according to Harold Munger, it took CP just a minute to kind of catch his bearings. And he turned to his guests and he said, "See the kind of men I have working for me?" So I just think that's kind of one of those fun stories. You kind of get a sense of CP's personality. And I think he was known as kind of a no-nonsense guy, but he had a good team out there. And they also had, in thinking about the diving tower, so there are beautiful photographs of this lake. It's amazing to see how much water is there. You know, you drive by, you don't get a sense of the scope of this lake. They had swings, a set of three swings that were out in the middle of the water there. I think I mentioned the boat tour. So it was a naphtha-powered boat that would launch you out on the lake. And so you would do a tour around there. And, of course, swimming, fishing, and again, that toboggan slide. That's one of my favorite photographs, these ladies going down this toboggan slide into the water. So wonderful photographs really help you get a sense of what life was like during that time.
And you know, with something that was so short-lived here, there's not a lot of artifacts maybe from that time period here. So the more you can get here, and you mentioned if people have anything to bring them by.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. We would love to. We're always considering adding to the collection. Like I said, and it's thanks to the generous donation, from many, many individuals over years. I mentioned the Pioneer Log Cabin that was opened in 1916 as the very first Riley County Historical Museum. So from 1916 to today, we filled up and moving to the building we have today, and to be able to showcase some of these unique stories is just wonderful. I'm so thankful to have the job I have to get to share personal stories of what life was like for some of these people. But we do have a few. I mentioned, a couple of the artifacts that relate to the resort, and we have souvenir booklets. So, of course, CP, he's advertising this resort. So he would send out these beautiful souvenir booklets. So we have some of those, but also some that relate to the electric park side. So I mentioned in 1975, a family purchased the site and constructed their home where the electric park was located. And very, very kind woman that lived there. I was very honored to be able to talk with her and get to know her. But she recalled that the perennial flowers from the time of the electric park still bloomed every spring, and that the trees that were surrounded, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, the trees that were surrounded by the pipes and the hydrants from the old water system, you could still see. I mentioned that Fountain of Youth is still there. In the outhouses, and the outhouses were still in place. The concrete slab under the former merry-go-round building, so that was later used as the chapel, so that was still there. But what I really thought was interesting, so the porcelain light bulbs, and I mentioned there were thousands of these porcelain electric light fixtures that held the thousands of lights that illuminated the park, could still be found. She said she would uncover them all over, so she very generously donated some of those porcelain light fixtures to the society and museum. So we're going to have to get those out, though, and get those on exhibit, because it's just an incredible story.
How about that? I mean, that'd be quite the find to just kind of walk around your property and find light bulbs every once in a while.
Yes. Yep. So that history is never gone. It's always there. And that's why I love, you know, she mentions the perennial flowers that would come back every year that were still planted. So,
well, keeping stories like this alive, I mean, I know that's kind of an important part of your job there at the museum, because if you don't continue to tell these stories, these go away.
Absolutely. And that's we do have some other things, so some summertime fun things for you to do.
I think we might have a caller.
Okay.
Let's see. I haven't got the signal yet, so
okay.
We'll let you go ahead and continue.
I did want to mention, so the Riley County Historical Museum is opened Tuesday and Friday, 8:30 to 5, and then Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 5. It is free admission, and as I mentioned, we are working on updating some of our exhibits coming into the fall. And then we also have, in talking about keeping some of that history alive, across the driveway from the museum is the Goodnow House State Historic Site, which is the original home originally built in 1861. It has been added on 1868, so it's a little larger than it originally was. But that is the original home of Isaac and Ellen Goodnow, two of the original founders of the town that would become Manhattan, and, of course, of the college that would eventually become Kansas State University. So you can get a tour of that house, get a sense of what life was like for the Goodnows, what it was like for Manhattan to develop during that time.
All right. Dave, do we have a caller? No, we do not. Okay. Just double checking on that. Well, and that's great. So, I like to take my daughters out and kind of try to teach, well, maybe not the 2-year-old, but the 8-year-old.
Yes. Little,
definitely about some of the history of the area. Do you do anything special for kids during the summer here?
Oh, absolutely. And especially if you give us a call, let us know if you have special groups. We absolutely love to have kids visit, get them into the museum so they can get a sense. Our lives are pretty comfortable today for the most part compared to how some of those pioneers lived when they came here to Manhattan. So we love getting them in there. They can churn butter. If you give us a call, we'd be more than happy to get something special set up for them.
All right. Dave, we have a caller here.
We do have a caller now.
Okay.
All right.
Good stuff. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
When you spoke about the fire sweeping through the elderly living facility, was it one of the prairie fires that used to sweep through the area, or was it from the old electrical or cigarette smoking, or what did they, cooking fire, or what did they claim burned the place down?
So that was from one of the, they had one of the electric houses there, and that's where the fire originated from. So, and unfortunately, it did claim one life in that fire. And as I mentioned, it destroyed the original part, anything existing from the resort. So it was a sad, sad issue. But that's how that started. It was from the one of the electric houses. Mm. And then, of course, those Kansas winds that just really, really helped it take off. So.
Yeah. Well, we know all about that. Well, that's great. What an interesting piece of history here for us here in the city of Manhattan. And as you mentioned, all kinds of activities here that you guys can partake in. If people want to find you, where are you located at?
Our main museum building is located at 2309 Claflin Road. So if you are driving, so let's say you're heading west on Claflin, most people first recognize, they say, oh, that stone home, that is the Goodnow House. And so the museum is kind of just tucked back there a little bit. So that is our main museum building where the staff is. But we also have, I mentioned, the Pioneer Log Cabin, which is open on Sundays from 2 to 5 throughout the summer. We also have the Wolf House Museum. And we spoke about that last time, which is now the historic district there. So we have the photography studio, Wolf Photography Studio, the Moses Cottage, the complex there, and then the Mansfield House. So that is open Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 5. So you can take a trip back in time and see what life was like here in Manhattan in the 1880s. It is just an incredible historical resource here in our community. And again, admission to all our sites is free. So stop by or give us a call. our website. You can find us on the Riley County website. We are a department of Riley County. But get online, and we've got some wonderful photographs. We have a photograph album on there. You can look at some of those I mentioned today about the Eureka Lake Electric Park and the resort. So lots of fun things to do over the summer. And please give us a call. If you've got some kids, we'd love to have you bring them in to visit, and we can set something fun up for them.
Cool. Yeah. You know, history is all around us. I noticed that when I was on my vacation here. I took a trip out to Idaho to see some of my family, and I'm enamored with, you know, the history is not as old out there as it is here. Most of it is, Kansas was developed a lot sooner than some of those states out west here. And so just kind of learning that history when you drive through, it's just, it's fascinating.
Yep. It's everywhere. So, well, thank you so much for letting me join you today and talk a little bit about the park, and hope some people come by and see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Alana Parker, again, our guest here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And we'll talk to you guys again next month.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Dave, that'll do it here for In Focus today. I believe we have city officials on tomorrow from Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson.
That would make sense because there's a city commission meeting tomorrow.
That's right.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Alana, good to have you here. Appreciate that. In Focus, as Brandon made mention, we've got city officials in tomorrow here at News Radio KMAN. The rest of the lineup, we got 383 on Wednesday, some district officials. Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, will be here Thursday, and then we'll have some folks from Research and Extension in the Senior Center going to be joining us on Friday. Coming up next hour here on News Radio KMAN, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, the GMCF Community Hour. Discussions today will include folks from 4-H. John Job will be here. Also, we're going to be visiting today with some folks from the Manhattan Lions Club. That's next hour on KMAN.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to a pop concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this
a soft pretzel.
Or B, just roll with it.
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUS.com.